Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, including our friends down in the Caribbean. And by the way, keep your eyes on the skies down there. There's a system floating around called Umberto that's up to your north, and we don't know where it's going. It's coming back to the east, and there's one coming off from the east to the west, and we don't know exactly where that's going, but it's coming in your direction, so be careful down there. Now, also, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, plus the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Take advantage of all the things that are over there, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. All right, joining us right now from her top secret mission, because she can't tell anybody because it was a top secret mission, is Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Good morning. And I did miss you all yesterday. I, honest to God, really, really, really was working last night. Rather have been with you all. Okay. I don't know who's aware of it, but yesterday was Constitution Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with that tonight because it's time I brought something that's been bothering me and bothering so many people. I don't know how many calls I have gotten on people worried about this. And the captain, I know, can go into this deeper later. And by the way, let me just go with this. All right, we have a Second Amendment, okay? We have several, but this is about gun control. And let me read this to you, because I know a lot of people are not aware of the red flag thing. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Okay, that's pretty clear. We've got what's called a red flag gun law. Now, I'm getting a lot of people...
In 16 states.
Yes, and mm-hmm. I think, didn't it start here in Florida, though, Captain? It's been here about
No, it didn't start here. It started actually in some of the blue states.
Okay, mm-hmm. But it was here, I know, about 8 years ago, I think.
Yeah, it's still here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, here's the problem, and I'm getting calls from veterans. The problem is, the reason I'm bringing this up, I want you all's opinion. I want your opinion. I want as many as you, Dan, Eric, you guys that are really on the ball, call... email in and tell, I want to know from, tell the captain what you feel about this. I have my own feelings, but that they don't matter. All right? But I want to know what you feel about this red flag law. Because here's the point they're making. We know, and I happen to know, I get the calls from a lot of veterans that have had PTSD.
PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, PTSD. And even some a little bit more. All right. Now, is this going to, they're worried about it. Because where do they draw the line? Now, remember, I'm just asking questions. I'm not giving my opinion because it doesn't matter what my opinion is. But I'm a little concerned because so many are concerned, and I don't want anybody to be overly. And I thought it'd be a good time to bring it up because it was Constitution Day yesterday. I normally wouldn't be even. So if that is we're supposed to be able to bear them. Now, we do know that there are people trying to take our guns. We know that. That is, they want to get our guns no matter how. So how do we deal with this? I want as many people that can email the captain and tell me even, or tell him, or the captain will give his own views, what on earth? Because I am so worn out with people that are calling me when I'm not, you know, I can't help that that's been, you know, that's taken effect. How far will it go? Can it be on the fringe? Can it be kind of, yes, probably, I don't know that. But it is kind of shaky, because where do they draw the line of where they think you've got a problem or not? Can they just look at you and, you know, I'm asking.
It's up to a judge.
Okay, there you go.
That's number one.
Okay, that's what I need. I need some answers to this, because I don't know how to give them to the people, Captain. And I understand there, you know, because there's so much talk about that. And we do know that people, there are people here that want to take our guns. We cannot get rid of our guns. I am one that's for guns all the way. It's one of our rights. It's a constitution, for God's sake. So, but I'm telling you, we're living in.
By the way, do you know what the number one county in the state of Florida is for confiscating guns?
I hope it isn't Pinellas.
Polk County.
Oh, Polk, yeah. They have a lot of problems in Polk, but still, I'm not sure that that's Polk. Yeah, I would. Yeah, that makes sense. I know what. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and it's all done through a judge in a court of law, and then you get it back. You got to go back to the judge, the court of law.
Yeah, and there you go.
A doctor can do it. A private citizen can submit a complaint. But anyway, keep going.
Yeah. I'll let the captain go into that. But I wanted to address that, and I want to end with this just for that. And by the way, shout out. Yep, I'll try for tomorrow night. You all, I got your names. Okay. This really comes in good for me tonight. Jesus Christ, My Living Hope, a new song by Phil Wickman. I've only got about a couple sentences from it, but you might want to download this. It's much, 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 much more powerful and longer song. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own, and now I am yours forever, Jesus Christ, My Living Hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. For everybody began to breathe. Out of silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no place for me. You have broken every chain. Death has lost its grip on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Jesus, you're my living hope. There's a lot more to it, but I think these days, we really need the Lord. Anyway, God bless you all. I'll try for a blessing tomorrow night. It's been a really hectic week, but I'll do my best. And in the meantime, God bless you all. Thank you, Captain, and boy, I want to hear people's views on this one. Anyway, thanks, Captain. God bless everyone.
All righty, and when we come back, the phones will be open, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, so don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our very good friends Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, they are the father-son team in Seattle, Washington, that started Relief Factor. And now they do listen to the program on our Megatalk stations, KITZ, AM 920 and AM 1400, that are in Bremerton, Washington, home of the U.S. Navy. Hooah, Navy, and way to go, and thanks for everything you do, as well as the Seattle area and the Tacoma, Washington area. Now, Relief Factor is a unique product. There are no narcotics in it. It's all natural. It works for me. I have swelling in my ankle. On my bad ankle that tries to make up for the good ankle that's got the ankle replacement joint in it. And the only way that I've been able to get it to go down without the regular medication like Mobic or Flexeril, which by the way has side effects, is through Relief Factor. And it does work. And, the pain that I suffer from, arthritis, I've broken my back not once but twice. I've had my spine fused. I've had my left shoulder collarbone broke. My both of my wrists have been broken. Broken my left leg. Almost shattered my. Well, I did have to have a reconstructive surgery on my ankle and then have a replacement done. I won't get into the reasons why and all that stuff. Everybody knows, and I don't need to go there again. But anyway, fact of the matter is, with all the pain I've got, I've developed arthritis. And that's what happens when you have a lot of fractures and whatnot. And of course, that back pain and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, leg pain, muscle aches, all that sort of stuff, I found something that works, and it's called Relief Factor. Relief Factor. So, all you got to do is try the 1995 3-week quick start.
means exactly what it says. You follow the instructions. You take the packets that they send you. There's four pills in a packet. You start out three times a day, once in the morning, once at noon, once at night. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you do that for a couple of weeks, and you cut it down to two. You see what happens, but I guarantee you by the end of the third week, you'll know whether or not it's going to work or not. Now, the statistics are that just a little bit more than 75% of the people that take relief factors stay with it because it works. It's that simple. And relief factor is something that's not going to go away. It's a product that's actually growing in size and stature, and they are moving all around the world because the word has gotten out as to what this product will do. So, to find out more, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Once again, that's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more about the product. And all you got to lose is pain, so give it a shot, see what happens. All right, well, boy, we have got Imelda, which is a tropical storm, which went ashore tonight, and the system is likely to produce life-threatening flash flooding along portions of the upper Texas coast, including the Houston and Galveston areas. Right now, rain is being felt as far west as the outer edge of San Antonio and Austin, Texas, and it's encompassing I-10, I-45, I-20, and I-30, and I-35. Now, the heavy rain is over in the southeastern part of Texas right now, where and the western part of Louisiana, where 5 to 10 inches of rain is going to fall in most all those areas. Now, there are some areas that could get 15 inches of rain, and we all know what's going to happen there. There's going to be a lot of low areas that are going to be underwater, not only I-10, but some of the other roads and some of the traditional places that flooded the last time around are going to flood again right now. It's just what's going to happen. Now, it looks like as if the system is going to pretty much go up and skirt Austin and stay a little bit east of San Antonio, but it's going to go right through the Metroplex and bring all that rain with it and go up into Oklahoma. And in that case, up in Oklahoma, it'll probably be bringing some much-needed rain with it, so it won't be all that bad going that away. But you have the very stubborn hurricane, which is known as Umberto, which is doing some silly stuff right now. And by the silly stuff, I mean it's going to strike Bermuda. Hurricane conditions are expected in Bermuda tonight and tomorrow, with tropical force winds expected by Wednesday afternoon. Residents there are being told to follow the advice of local officials. Storm surge, dangerous breaking waves could cause coastal flooding Wednesday night and Thursday along the southern coast of Bermuda. Swells will continue to affect the northwestern Bahamas and the southeastern coast of the United States for a little while, from the east central Florida region to North Carolina during the next couple of days, which will be creating life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. But this thing is forecast eventually, once it gets straightened around and figures out where it's going to go, to move out in the ocean up towards Newfoundland and then make a right turn and head towards Greenland, which is okay by us because it will definitely weaken off and that'll be the end of that. But we have another system that has come off the let's see here. We have a system that's developing right now, which is over to the east. And I'm trying to get a picture on this a little bit better. But it's called Tropical Depression Number 10. And it is trying to develop into a storm, which it could be over the next few days. And then over to the east of it, coming off from the coast of Africa, you have another system which looks like as if it could develop. There's a 20% chance over the next 7 days for that. But this Tropical Depression 10 is kind of interesting because it's in an area right now where the minimum central pressure is 1,006 millibars. The winds are just below tropical storm strength right now, 35 miles an hour. It's not close to land. However, it's getting better organized while moving west-northwestward and is expected to strengthen to become a tropical storm sometime during the day and more than likely a hurricane. Now, the discussion for this down the line shows that it's going to be coming up near or north of the Leeward Islands, and then what happens there could be determining whether or not it stays on this side of Puerto Rico or the other side of Puerto Rico, which would have a bearing on where it's going to go. But right now, it's following not exactly the same, but a similar track to what Dorian did, Hurricane Dorian. So we have to watch this simply because it's that time of the year and we're in the middle of hurricane season. And God only knows what's going to happen next. But then there's another depression that's just now, and it's merely a low at the moment, fixing to come off Africa about a week to 10 days behind Tropical Depression number 10, which probably will be a named storm by the end of today. So you've got Umberto moving away from the United States, headed towards Bermuda. You've got Imelda, the tropical storm, which is in the Texas area and coming north now, ashore, towards Dallas. And then you've got this Tropical Depression 10 right now, which is probably going to be something sooner rather than later. Now, taking a look at another sidebar subject here. A Democratic mega donor in Hollywood, California, by the name of Ed Buck, has been arrested after a third man overdosed on drugs in his Hollywood home in the course of about 8 hours. So, this doesn't speak very well for Mr. Buck, who is a very highly influential Democratic donor. And this is just another one of those deals, I guess, where we're going to have what we're going to have. Drugs, bad combination. Drugs, a bad combination. All righty, we're coming back with our first military report, and we've got quite a few things to talk about there. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And hello, Penny. And hello, Ann. And hello, Ava. And hello, Allison. Nice to hear from all you guys tonight on the Facebook page. I'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. A former top White House aide has testified at an impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill. After saying Trump haters are trying to take down the president, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski refused to answer Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler about his meeting with the president, as referenced in the Mueller report.
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Hey, you don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy.
And Lewandowski made clear, no matter how simple the question, he wouldn't go beyond what he told the special counsel.
I'm trying to adhere to the White House's request.
Nadler blasted the limitations that the White House lawyers placed on Lewandowski, charging it's part of the president's effort to obstruct a congressional investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 34 points, the NASDAQ up 32, and the S&P 500 up 8. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other one is right here in the Clearwater, Florida area of the Tampa Bay region. So here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I talked to a young man who was in the military yesterday in my travels, and I ran into him I stopped at the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, and I stopped there, and he was there, and he was sitting there at the picnic table, and he had a magazine out there. He had a fatigue set on, and I said, thank you. I walked up to him, I said, thank you for your service. And he says to me, he says,
I'm just getting out of the military, and I'm not really sure what I want to do, and I'm just sitting here looking around. I said, well, what did you do in the military? And he told me, he says, well, I did HVAC work, which is basically air conditioning and that sort of thing, you know, heating and plumbing and all that. And I said, well, I got an idea for you. He said, what's that? I said, you can read schematics, right? Yeah. You're good with your hands, right? You're taking things apart and putting them back together, right? I said, how would you like to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year to start? He says, really? I says, really? He says, where? And I said, the National Aviation Academy. You can go right up here to Clearwater, right there on Ulmerton at 19, big red and white building that's right there, National Aviation Academy. Either give them a call or go online, schedule an appointment, take the tour, find out what they're all about. They'll help you with your post 9/11 GI Bill veterans benefits, and in 14 months you can be well on your way to a very highly sought after career as an aviation maintenance tech. And he goes, wow. I said, by the way, I said, if you hang on a minute, I'll give you a brochure, because I had a brochure with me. I carry brochures with me. So I handed him a brochure, and when he left him, he shook my hand. He says, I want to thank you very much for telling me about that. I'm going to check him out. So his name was John. So, John, if you're listening, I'd sure like to know how you made out and if you decided to take my advice and do that, because where else are you going to go when you get out of the military and you just don't know what you're going to do, but this is an option for you. That's just a tremendous option. And by the way, you can make all the money you want because it's a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. And there's no restriction as to how many hours you can work and do whatever you can do. But again, check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu. Tell them you want to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. That's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It's just that simple. Just that simple. All right, let's take a look at some military, and by the way, military news here. The president has come out and said the evidence the United States has, they're building their case that Iran was behind the fiery weekend attack on the key Saudi Arabian oil facilities that raised new war worries and sent energy prices spiraling worldwide. Now, Iran has denied responsibility, but it's not going to work. And while President Trump said the United States was locked and loaded to respond if necessary, that doesn't mean that we're going to go and attack them right off the bat. We are, in fact, putting together a solid case against them, who we and the Saudis and everybody else that's in the region will take to the United Nations to get the blessing of the United Nations as to what to do next. Iran committed an act of war, plain and simple, against another country. Now we'll see what happens. And the Senate Armed Services Committee chairman said that his team is readying a skeleton version of the 2020 defense policy bill to ensure troops are paid in the event he and his House counterpart can't resolve their partisan defenses by the end of September, which is when the new budget takes a hold. And as acting U.S. Air Force Secretary Matt Donovan, who spent the last 3 months in the service's top civilian position after former Secretary Heather Wilson resigned in May, seems like this time his tenure will be coming to an end as Congress now debates the nomination of former Aerospace Corporation Chairwoman Barbara Barrett to be the next Secretary of the Air Force. Now, it's been a rough stretch for the U.S. Air Force's fleet of 62 B-1B bomber, Lancer bombers. A pair of fleet shutdowns over safety concerns and the confirmation of plans to start retiring the plane as the new B-21 comes online, even as the much older B-52 remains in service. Now, the B-1's not going anywhere yet. We still may have some life left in it. depending on what goes on over there in Iran. By the way, a recent port visit by the Arleigh Burke-class destroyer Ramage to Beirut was the first for a U.S. warship in 36 years. And a U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near the Paracel Islands last week in a challenge to China's claim to the waters around it. Also, the leader of the Islamic State group released a new alleged audio recording Monday, calling on members of the extremist group to do all they can to free ISIS detainees and women held in jails and camps. And the U.S. military extended its off-installation curfew suspension for 3 more months for most forces in South Korea, although the restriction had been reimposed on the rotational combat brigade there. By the way, there's a new training jet in the Air Force. It's called the T-7A Red Hawk. Looks like a pretty sharp little plane. I've seen them. And the Air Force is nearing the battle over the next B-52 engine. Not sure what they're going to get, but there's a big argument going on about it. Also, the head of Lockheed Martin's F-35 program will take over for the company's aeronautics business while its current leader, Michelle Evans, goes on leave due to a major medical issue right now. We'll see how that works out. And the U.S. Air Force has a radical plan for a future fighter jet that could be fielded in about 5 years. The U.S. Air Force is preparing to radically alter the acquisition strategy of its next generation of fighter jets with a new plan that could require industry to design, develop, and produce a new fighter in 5 years or less. By the way, the U.S. told Saudi Arabia the oil attacks were launched from Iran. We're talking about on Iranian soil, which changes the game again. That means that it's definitely Iran on their turf, attacking another country's turf. And Saudi Arabia said that the attack on its oil facilities were carried out by Iranian weapons. They introduced what they said was done. The style of attack used against the oil plants in Saudi Arabia that knocked out half of the country's production on Saturday is unlikely to be a risk in the United States over energy or security. And U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that the recent attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities was unprecedented, and the United States, along with its allies, was working to defend the international rules-based order that's being undermined by Iran. You think Iran's going to obey those laws? Hell no. Hell no. By the way, Iran does say, their supreme leader, that they will never talk to America again. Never. Okay. That's fine. Talk to the missiles that you'll be seeing soon. All right. And we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at our next Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by Pilot and Flying J. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The theme from the old trucking movie, trucking TV show, with Will and Sonny, Claude Akins and Frank Converse out there, called Moving On. And it's Merle Haggard doing that. That went out to LJ, because LJ likes that. There you go. Alrighty, now, Tropical Storm Imelda is now onshore in Texas, and it's going to be southwest of Galveston all the way over to the Louisiana line, I-10, up around the loop through to Houston. It's going to be headed just about straight north up towards the Dallas Metroplex, and it's going to be bringing with it 5 to 10 inches of rain with isolated areas of 15 inches of rain. Also, there may be some flash flooding, life-threatening flash flooding. There'll be some gusty winds. There'll be some rough surf along the Gulf and rip currents. That will be a concern for everybody in that area. So be careful, because a lot of these roads, I-10 and certainly I-45, could be in jeopardy. The lower areas, the roads running up towards Texarkana, down, and then, of course, I-10 is just famous for flooding in the Houston area in different places. You've seen and the drivers that have been through there know what I'm talking about. So be careful. And there'll be some areas, like I say, of as much as 15 inches of rain. Now, you've got Hurricane Humberto, which is moving away to the east. However, it's now a Category 3 hurricane, and it will be striking Bermuda today. Now, that's not going to be good for Bermuda, and it'll be over Bermuda about 6 to 8 hours as it continues to move towards the east before it gets picked up supposedly by a front and taken north, but that's not happening just yet. We'll wait and see. So all sorts of warnings along the coast tonight, from Florida north up to the Carolinas, and then we'll see where that goes. That's pretty much for today. Now, there is an area of fog tonight in the Jacksonville area, so I know Ed's up there with his truck, so I hope he's being careful. And moving up, the only other thing I see to bother anybody is a hard freeze warning, which now is not only in the northern part of Maine, but it's also in the northern part of New Hampshire and Vermont. And you've got frost warnings in upstate New York, around Lake George and the Tug Hill Plateau, on up to the Canadian border, and then across most of Maine now, not just part of it, but most of it, and most of New Hampshire, as well as most of Vermont and the northern, very northern part of Massachusetts before you get into New Hampshire, might have a problem there in terms of cold weather, cooler temperatures. Now, moving back to the west, the timeline of the rain. Okay, Catwoman and Road Dog want to know about the timeline of the rain. It's raining right now in Houston, and raining right now inland probably 75 miles, and it's continuing to move to the north. That rain, by the looks of it, will take most of the day to get up into the Dallas area. And then, obviously, it will move slowly into Oklahoma, and there'll be rain probably for the next 2 days across those areas. And again, it's raining very, 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 very hard from Louisiana west to Houston and then down to Galveston. And the rain even does go as far down as Brownsville right now. So there you go. But it's not not going to stay there for long, because the storm is continuing to move north as it's come ashore here. So that's what we're looking at. Now, also, let's not forget that out west we have a fire threat across Nevada, central part of Nevada, and we have some unsettled weather conditions in the southwestern corner of Utah. We have some unsettled weather conditions in the northeastern corner of South Dakota, southeastern corner of North Dakota, which means that Fargo East, you've got what could be some rain and storms moving into Minnesota. That's what it looks like right now. And other than that, things aren't looking too bad at all at the present time. So there you go. Now, it's that time of the morning when we get into it and have our discussion right off the bat with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're not sure about Benjamin Netanyahu there. Hasn't been anything officially said, but it looks like as if he's going to come up one or two seats short of a majority, and he's going to try to put together a majority government with the help of some people, some smaller parties. So how's the possibility of that not happening versus happening?
Well, it's really too hard to tell. I think that they're actually looking at a third party, of which he would necessarily have to negotiate.
Mr. Lieberman?
Yeah, or yeah. Gantz would have to negotiate. So this is, if you think our Congress is messed up, it isn't anything like theirs, and it's been this way for years. But he, Netanyahu, I think they're, it's almost as though they're tired of him over there. And, you know, he's been under this, I would say, somewhat fake investigation dealing with his wife and, you know, using some government money for personal use or something like that. But that's been going on quite some time, too. It hasn't advanced at all. So we don't know where, I mean, Netanyahu came out just a little while ago, gave somewhat of a speech. He did not declare victory. So they have to certify votes over there too. So we're still in a wait and see condition.
Okay, and when will we know? Will we know any particular time, or is that not going to
happen? We may know tonight, or it may be the next couple of days. They do things very differently over there. So, even if he loses, he can still. If he can put together, you know, what they call necessarily a coalition parliament, if you will, he can still win.
Right.
So, I mean, it's nuts the way it operates.
Well, the name that I have here, and I'm probably going to butcher this, is Avigdor Lieberman.
Lieberman,
emerging as the kingmaker in all of this, because he's the guy that has enough votes to put Netanyahu over the top.
One or the other over the top, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll see what happens.
Negotiations. That's where the negotiations have been going on.
Right, and the other thing is that Mr. Gantz says that he's going to work to see if he can put together a unity government. I guess it's whoever does it first wins?
Well, it's not first. Whoever, you know, cuts a deal and it ends up with a larger majority wins. So,
okay.
Funky.
All right.
Yeah, weird.
Here comes the break. We're going to take our break. Top of the hour news coming. When we come back, we're going to get into Corey Lewandowski and what he had to say yesterday. He really looked tall. So we're sitting tall, putting Nadler right on his keister, so to speak. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.